بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں، جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں، منزل پہ شراہ کرتا ہوں، جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں، منزل پہ شراہ کرتا ہوں، عشق کی نا مراد وادی میں، عشق کی نا مراد وادی میں، اپنے غم سے نباہ کرتا صبر کو شکوائے گلا کیوں ہے، صبر کو شکوائے گلا کیوں ہے، زبد غم بے پناہ کرتا ہوں، جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں، منزل پہ شراہ کرتا ہوں، گریا عشق عشق میں کیا ہے، گریا عشق عشق میں کیا ہے، گریا خوبی گاہ کرتا گریا عشق عشق میں کیا ہے، گریا خوبی گاہ کرتا ہوں، ساری خلقت سے دور ہو کے کبھی، ساری خلقت سے دور ہو کے کبھی، دشت کو خواب گاہ کرتا ہوں، جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں، جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں، منزل پہ شراہ کرتا ہوں، درد دل جب شدید ہوتا ہے، درد دل جب شدید ہوتا ہے، یاد میں ان کی آہ کرتا ہوں، لذت ذکر کیا کہوں اختر، لذت ذکر کیا کہوں اختر، جو مکر واہ واہ کرتا ہوں، لذت ذکر کیا کہوں اختر، جو مکر واہ واہ کرتا ہوں، جب کبھی دل سے آہ کرتا ہوں، منزل پہ شراہ کرتا ہوں.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى، اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله مولانا العظيم. نسخوم أظهر الشيخ رحمت الله عليه دشتكو صاب كاخ كرتاه دشت means a jungle and desert where there is nothing, that I make that my place of comfort, my place of rest. In other words, wherever when a person is in the remembrance of Allah, zikr of Allah, that is his jannah. Whether he is in a jungle, whether he is in a desert, or whether he is connected to Allah Ta'ala, that is his jannah. Jab kabhi dil se aah karta ho, whenever they have given it, doesn't stay with a person all the time, but when that occasion comes, when that deep connection with Allah, a person can feel, when that comes, manzile pesh pesh raah karta ho, then I see that I'm going by leaps and bounds towards Allah Ta'ala. And this year, this condition, some of our friends also feel that he, why doesn't it stay all the time? One Sahabi also prayed, asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when we are in your majlis, we feel so different. And when we go back to our families with their wives, children, when we are engaged in our other activities, then we don't have that condition. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is not a condition that remains all the time. It comes and it goes. But as a person carries on, it increases all the time. And then it won't be just that. Sometimes it will become more often. It will stay more longer also. So this, when Allah blesses a person with that, some every namaz of ours is not the same also. Some namazes you have more concentration, devotion, some of them less, etc. Zikr also, everything. So this is something natural. And a person should not get excited about this. Ishq iti namurad wadi mein apne ham se nigaah karta hu. And in this valley of the love of Allah Ta'ala, in which I don't reach my destination. For Allah is limitless, and a person cannot be fully with Allah Ta'ala. And then a person feels sorrowful that he did not find that love of Allah, what he desired. But he says, I make sadaqah on this. So there is also a thing we have to realize, that the person has love for Allah, Allah blesses him with zikr, with sajda, with tilawat, with zikr, that he is in close contact with Allah Ta'ala. But how much a person wants to, it isn't that much. He wants it even more. But this is a natural thing. Allah, who is unlimited, and we who are called limited in everything, we cannot reach the final stage. Sabr ko shikwa aur gila kyun hai jab ke hum bepana karta hu. Why am I complaining? Why am I having all my excuses and all that? I have to control myself. That this love of Allah Ta'ala, Allah is infinite, and I cannot reach that love of Allah Ta'ala, then why should I complain? I just have to make sabr, and I have to control myself all the time. Giriya ishq mein kya hai, giriya ho bhi gaah karta hu. Giriya ishq, to humble oneself, and tears flowing from the eyes, ishq mein kya hai, what is this in the road of the love of Allah Ta'ala, giriya ho bhi gaah karta hu. I make even blood flow from my heart and from my eyes in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, how much I'm doing in the love of Allah is not enough. How much I'm crying and how much I'm sobbing in the love of Allah, that is also not enough. So I'm trying to increase this love of Allah ta'ala all the time. Saari khalqat se door ho kiye kabhi. Sometimes, then this is the main part of the form, as I say, that sometimes I go far from all the creation, that is going into the jungle, and as I did this many times in his life, and he went with his, sometimes with his murid also, and out in the jungle, just engaged in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. So as I say, sometimes I leave the city, I leave the comfort of my home and my khanqa and everything, and I go out in the jungle, dehshat ko khabgaah karta hu. And I make the desert my place of comfort. There we make zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. At one time, Hazrat went to a place out of Karachi where they had nothing to cover themselves, not even a tent or anything. There was some construction work carrying on, and these big concrete steel pipes were there. When the heat was too intense, at night the cold in the desert, They got into those concrete types and they rest. So just like that, how they purchase in the zikr of Allah. So as I say, sometimes I do that also, away from all the creation, where it's only you and Allah Ta'ala in the jungle, in the desert. That the deity of Shadeed hota hai, and when this love of Allah becomes extreme, yaad mein unki aah karta hu. In the remembrance of Allah, my aah comes out. And that aah which is from the heart, and that is those special occasions when you have that special connection with Allah Ta'ala and you feel it in your heart also. At that time, لَذَّةَ ذِكَرْ كَيَا كَهُ أَخْتَرْ. What can I say then of the enjoyment of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala? And that normally a person makes his zikr, but on such occasions, Allah gives that great enjoyment of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. جُوم كَرْ وَاحْ وَاحْ كَرْتَا هُ. I sway from side to side, which is an indication of great enjoyment. When a person enjoys something, it's not only in his heart or in his mind, he can't control his body also, he's just swaying at that what enjoyment he's getting, and I make wah, wah. That is when the person, he gets that rare occasions of the very closeness of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this, and let that become part of our life, inshallah. In this kitab, in which there are the wisdoms of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam discussed. We discussed previously about family planning. There is nothing like family planning in Islam, and the harms of it, which is from medical science. And according to sunnah, you try and have as many children as possible, which is very healthy. So further with regard to that, gynecologist ki warning, the warning of one very senior gynecologist. Ek mashhoor gynecologist, Mexico, America University ke chief, was the chief of this university in America, ye khawateen ko intibah kiya hai. He had warned the woman, and he said that khabardar, अगर बच्चे कम करने के लिए अद्वियात का सहारा लिया, that is to do a family planning, to use medication in order to have less children, to control, तो बेशुमार अमराज तुम्हारे दामन थाम लेंगे. So this chief of the gynecology university, he says, then beware that very serious illnesses will overtake you. When you start changing the natural system of Allah Ta'ala, then there's very serious diseases, illnesses will overtake you. Phir yahi nahi ke tu musalsal bimar ho jaoge, and not only this, that you remain sick all the time, balki cancer ka khatra tumhare sar par mandata rahega. But even the fear of cancer will be all the time over your head. So all these things, especially these unnatural things, the side effects, in fact, not side effects, the actual effects, not only side effects, are very terrible. Should use the natural system which Allah Ta'ala has bestowed us. World Health Organization ki hidayat. The World Health Organization, what did they also say? Aalami idara sehat ne khawateen ke breast aur vagina, the cancer ke asbab mein in adwiyat ki istemal se mana kiya hai. World Health Organization has warned women also that in breast cancer and vagina cancer, the causes of that is to stay away from these medicines. These medicines which the women use in order to control, or even to control their menses, especially women who go for Hajj Umrah. Then also they take tablets, etc., medication to control their menses. This is all very, very unhealthy for them. Report ke mutabik jo khawateen aise adwiyat musalsal istemal karti rahi. According to the report that was received, they say, women who continuously over a long period carried on using this medication, wo kisi na kisi waqt cancer mein mubtala ho sakti hai. at any time the cancer can come into them, which is very common in women. Breast cancer, vagina cancer is very common, and one of the major causes is these tablets or whatever other medication is used to control over the having of children. So if a person has to, there are natural ways, which even the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum said they had resorted to, if for some necessity you have to, at a certain time, if you don't want children, or you don't, for health reasons, not too many, there are other ways. But to use this medication which is on the market today and which is prevalent today, this is very, very unhealthy, and it causes great illnesses. And you find commonly that women are suffering from illnesses all the time. So a person should try and live a natural life, a sunnat life, and in that will be great protection for him. In this kitab we were reading of how the relationship should be with one's wife, how a person should treat his wife. Hakim al-Ummat, Hazrat Ali rahmatullahi alayhi ke ishada, As-Kamalat-e Ashrafiyah. And this has been taken from Hazrat Maulana Thani rahmatullahi alayhi's Malfuza. And what Maulana Thani rahmatullahi alayhi said, how the relationship with one's wife should be. Malfuz number 556, صفحہ 120. فرمایا بی بی کا یہ بھی حق ہے کہ اس کو کچھ رقم بھی دو. And one of the rights of the wife is this also, that you give her some pocket money to spend, جس کو وہ اپنی مرضی سے خرچ کرے. And which she has the free choice to spend it as she wishes. One is a person gives her, for example, to run the house, he gives her the monthly money, so much money to run the house, buy the groceries, etc., everything. And in that, he has the full right to take hisab from her. Where did you spend the money? What did you buy? Where are the invoices, the slips, etc., to check? That he has the full right. But besides that, he should give her some money where he doesn't take an account from her, where she is free to spend as she wants to. Which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that, for example, she also has got her grandchildren, her nephews, her niece. She would also like to buy them an ice cream, a chocolate, or a toy, or something. And she will find it hard every time that she has to depend on you, give me so much money, give me so much money. So give her some money, or she wants to make some sadqa from her side. She also wants to give some sadqa, some khairat, etc. Or personally she wants to buy something. She don't make her that she has to all the time, like, be dependent, come to you, give me so much. Small, small amounts also. And some men are such that they don't give the woman any money. And for small, small things, 5 rand, 10 rand also, she has to become like a beggar from the husband. So that should not be the case. Give her a certain amount where she can use freely and her own choice how she wants to use it. Jisko jeb kharch kehte hai, which is called pocket money. اس کے تعداد اپنی اور بیوی کے حیثیت کے موافق ہو سکتی ہے. And how much must be given? They both persons will be same. The financial position of the husband, how much can he afford? And also the status of the woman. If it's like a woman from a very poor family where she hardly spends, then even if the husband is very rich, he doesn't have to give her much. She's a rich woman, she came from a rich family, and she's got the habit of spending according to that, and you can afford also, then give her according to that. In other words, a mutual understanding. But something should be given to a woman, for a wife, for her personal spending also, and she can do, and in there, the husband shouldn't take hisab from her also. Of course, if it is such a woman who is using it in wrong things, etc., that is a different thing also. But normally, just for a normal spending for herself, to give some charity, to spend on her children, nephews, nieces, something should be given to her for that also. Malfuz number 561, Safa 121. فرمایا کہ مردوں کو غور کرنا چاہے کہ اللہ تعالی نے کس عمدہ درایہ میں عورتوں کی سفارش کی ہے. مولانا چاروی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سیز مین شوڈ پونڈر اے لٹل بٹ ان دا آیت آف دا قرآن شریف دیٹ ان واٹ اے بیوٹیفل وے اللہ تبارک و تعالی has interceded for the woman. Hey, if the, then Hazrat says also, if your mother intercedes that my son do this, do that, I make sifarish, I intercede, we'll give it so much consideration. If your father, if your ustad, your sheikh also intercedes, then consider this, please, just overlook this, you'll give it. Yeah, Allah is interceding. So how much consideration must not be given? And look at how Allah Ta'ala, and also Hazrat explained that in this ayat, Allah has explained the rights of the woman. And in order to enforce it, Allah Himself has said, I intercede. Consider me and then enforce this law, the rights of the woman. وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ And treat them in a nice way. فَإِن كَرِهْتُمُهُنَّ If you dislike them, or certain habits of a woman you dislike, فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا Then it's very possible there are few things you might dislike, but Allah has put lot of other good also. And this is also a very important thing and part of tarbiyah and Islam, that we look for the good in other people. Some people, unfortunately, by nature, they only look for faults. They cannot see any good. And that is a quality of a pig. A swine, a pig, it only looks for faults all the time. And that should not be our case. In every person, in everything, Allah has put good and bad also. So a good person will look for the good. Also it is said that if you got your glasses which are tinted, how they are tinted, in that color you will see things. So in the same way, if you are bad, you will just look for bad. So it isn't really that person is bad, but it's your badness that is being exposed. You are bad, that's why you're just looking for bad. Otherwise, there are many good qualities also. And if you look for those good qualities, and those bad qualities will fall by the side. And inshallah, by looking at the good, those bad will also become good. So this is a very important thing. Auto ke saath achha bartav karo. Allah Ta'ala says that with regard to women, treat them well. Allah is saying. He is interceding on their behalf. Also Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that in many cases, the parents of the girl have passed away. She, or even if they are living, they are old, or perhaps they are poor also. Now, how can she become a brother? She's married now. She finds it hard to go by there. Or she can't go to her brothers, she can't go to her sisters, she's got nowhere to go. So Allah is fighting their case on their behalf. So a person should be very considerate. Also Hazrat Rahmatullah explained that when you treat them badly and they turn to Allah Ta'ala because they've got nowhere else to go, and especially as the marriage, they become older, they have many men, even in later in life, they still treat the woman very bad. Usually these are beginning problems. At the beginning there's problems, but afterwards they smooth out, and then you live nicely, you overlook. But some people till old age also, and very sadly, some people in old age divorce also still. This is a very, very sad case. So now when she's old, now woman, her parents have passed away, and even if they were living, she can't go to her parents, she can't go to her brother, sister, she's got nowhere to go. And when she turns to Allah, then you are in great danger. When Allah will take up the case and fight the case on her behalf, then you can be as rich as you want to, you can be having the biggest contacts also, everything. When Allah's hiding comes, nothing can save you then. So a person must be very careful, so Allah has fought their case. Auto ke saath achha bartav karo. Aur agar kisi wajah se tumko wo napasand ho, if there are certain things which you dislike of the woman, which is possible, it is possible. Toh mumkin hai ki tumko koi cheez napasand ho, then it's very possible that there is something which you dislike. Aur Allah Ta'ala ne usme bahut si bhalaiya rakh di hai. And Allah has kept a lot of goodness in her also. And see the usloob, the ayat of the ayat. Allah Ta'ala, He first intercedes. Then Allah says, it's possible you dislike something.
Every person, nobody can be perfect. Some habits, every person has got certain. But if our habit is bad, we just pick on that few and we forget everything else. Just like, for example, the wife cooks for the whole life for us. We never make sugar. But one day salt is too much or it is too less, the food is burnt a bit, then we make a big issue about it. So that is not right. Whole life she's cooking for us, she's doing everything. Every day the house is kept neat and tidy. One day for some reason something was not done, now we make a big issue about it. So that is not correct. So there are weaknesses in every person, and also a person should think of his own weaknesses. Which angel are you? And you don't like, for example, her figure, look at your figure. You don't like her looks, look how you look in the mirror, for example. You want the most beautiful woman, but look a little bit what you look like. Doesn't she also wants the most handsome man? You want the most beautiful woman, she also wants the most handsome man. So consider, if you will consider all this, inshallah, you won't have this problem. So, and Allah says that Allah has put a lot of goodness. Not that there is goodness in her, you might doubt that. That she, what goodness has she got? But Allah declares He has put a lot of goodness in her. So don't you trust the words of Allah? Mm-hmm. That He Himself is saying He has put a lot of goodness. There may be 1, 2, 5, 10 things you dislike. And the more you dislike, the more greater proportion Allah has put good in her own. Mm. So learn to see the good and you will live happy. You will live comfortably. And if you only find in fault, you're going to suffer yourself all the time. You'll put yourself into a mental prison. Emotionally, you'll be in a prison all the time. You are not happy. You're all the time feeling, who did I get mixed up with? Who am I now living with? And my whole life going to be just... But if you look for the good, you will feel nice. And you will feel comfortable. Mathalan, aurati, but khulqi par sabr karne se, a person, the woman has got some bad habits, and you make sabr on that, what won't Allah give you on that? Allah will give you ajre kathir ka waada hai, a great, great reward. The famous great sheikh, Sheikh Ahmed Rifai, rahmatullah alayhi. Hazrat explained his qissa that he went to Madinatul Munawwara and he made salam. Then Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, oh Allah's Rasul, give your hand, I want to make salam. And Allah's Rasul hand came. Mm-hmm. And who were present there at that time, and the narrations are between 7,000 and 120,000 people. They all saw it, that Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a great share. But one time in his halqa, when he had his majlis, it was finished, majlis was over, all were resting, taking the afternoon rest, Qailula, one Khan sahab, Pathan, came there. And he heard a lot about the share, so he wanted to meet the share. And he was not aware of protocol, etiquette also, and he went into the private house of the share. And what he finds there, the sheikh is sitting on a chair, and behind him, his wife is standing there with the prongs that we use, and she's hitting him, and she's telling him, give me my talaq, pay me, give me my meher money, etc., giving him a hard time. So he got very angry, he went to the khanqa, and he told all the murids, you people sleeping peacefully here, and your sheikh is suffering in this condition there, why don't you do anything? They just turn their side and they say, you just came today, you've seen this. We know this happens every day. But the sheikh has given us instructions also to just make sabr and say nothing. So he felt very hard. He went into the bazaar and he made collection for the amount of money to pay the sheikh's wife, to the sheikh to give his wife her meher and let her go. So when he came with that after Asr, sheikh told, they were folk stupid. That don't you know, because of me making sabr on her, Allah has given me my position. It isn't on anything else of mine, but I make sabr on how she treats me. On that Allah has given me this position, that even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hand came out to make salam with her. Like that, many other mashayikh, this great sheikh, one person came right from Khurasan. He wanted to become a murid
جو
شیخ
ابو الحسن خرقانی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. When he got there, then he knocked on the door and he was not there at that time. The wife answered and asked, who are you? So he said, I've come from Khurasan, thousands of miles away, in those days traveling, maybe 6 months traveling, and I've heard of great what this Krishak is so great, and I've come to become bayat to him. She said, what do you know what is he? You're wasting your time. I know what he is like. I live with him. What do you know what is he like? And he became very despondent in that I came from so far, hurt so much, that his wife is saying this to me. So the neighbors saw and they made out and they knew that what kind of a woman she was. So they told him, don't worry, make sabr, go into that jungle, he's gone to fetch firewood for the house. You'll find him there. When he goes there, then from far, the sheikh was coming on a lion. And the sheikh saw him, and the sheikh told him, that looks like you went home, and my wife told you some things about me. So he said, yes. They said, don't worry. Because of the way I make sabr on how she treats me and what she tells me, Allah has given me this lion as my conveyance. Not that I'm riding a donkey or a horse or a camel, but the lion Allah has given me. And to control the lion, my work is a snake. Allah gave me this control. All this because I make sabr on how she treats me. So this is very important that a man, and usually men, like you say, we are the stronger sex, so be stronger, to tolerate also. Strongness is not, it comes in the hadith, that a strong person is not the one who overpowers his opponent in wrestling or boxing or something like that, but a strong person is who controls his temper. So you're a strong man. You say you're a strong man, so you give a place in your heart for her. You've got broad shoulders, so accommodate her. So her nature is going to be like that, but tolerate her. And this, many people have reached high stages because of tolerating their wives, like they said, accommodating them. Other people who are very pious, but with the wife a bad relationship, and the condition was quite bad. So it's very important, there is a very important and a very great ibadah to accommodate, to tolerate the wife. This is a very great ibadah also. So even if she has got her character, it's not so good. And communities, we look at women, they tell, and what they tell a person, what you can't hit her and harm her, with her tongue she will hurt you much more greater. What things she will tell you. So to learn to tolerate all this is a very great and important thing. And also if she's not so beautiful, then also tolerate her. She might not be so beautiful, but she bears you children who become Hafiz of Quran. And what great rewards you will get on them. She bears you children which will become Alim of Deen. What great rewards you are going to get on them. Ya matlab usse koi aulaad ho jaye jo qiyamah mein dastagiri kare. Her children, and they will help you, and they will guide you, and they will be of great source of Allah's rewards coming upon you. Which is a famous hadith we all have heard many times, that the parents of the Hafiz will be given such radiant clothes, and they will be surprised. And they will ask that we have been dressed like kings and such great people, what clothing we have been given. And it will be told, this is in lieu of your children, your child becoming a Hafiz, etc. All that. So where you get your children? Your wife, through her you get your children. And if she is a cooperative wife indeed, and she makes them Hafiz, Alim, she encourages them, what great rewards you going to get. Malfoos number 570. فرمایا کہ ہر صورت میں مردوں کو اپنی بیویوں کی قدر کرنی چاہیے. And these are the words of Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh. And for us, we know the value, and we value the word, we value Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, and we value his words also. So Hazrat said, ہر صورت میں, in all conditions, مردوں کو اپنی بیویوں کی قدر کرنی چاہیے. Men should appreciate their wives in all conditions. For two reasons. Ek to biwi hone ki wajah se. One is that she's your wife, she's your life partner, which the Quran Sharif refers to as sahibul jam,
the person who is on your side when you sleep, she's sleeping next to you. She's your lifelong partner, Rafiqa Haya. So one is for that reason. Ki wo unke haat mein qaid hai. And that the woman, by nikah, she is like in prison by you. She, without your permission, she can't go from the house. Whatever, everything, she's sort of, she's like in your prison. She's under your control. And any person who has got some salt, is worth his salt. A person who is under you, you look after that person. You don't take advantage of that person. You don't abuse that person. When any person, your workers who are under you, a person who has got something in him, he won't abuse the workers. He will treat them well. And whoever, like for example, a person keeps pets, birds, fish, whatever it might be, if you are worth your salt, you will look after, you won't abuse them, let them go hungry, etc. You look, so whatever is under your control, a person should look after. So the wife, Allah has put her under your control now. And what a Maulana Masihullah Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, what a beautiful example he gave. He says, on the occasion of marriage, there is a great lesson that a person can learn. That the woman is normally referred to as the weaker sex, and man is the stronger sex. But at the time of marriage, she proved such a, though being of the weaker sex, she proved such a strong point that man of the stronger sex also cannot do. And what is that? That in which, how she was born, and she grew up, and in almost all cases, mostly with so much love and pampering, especially daughters get more love and pampering than the boys also. And then she has been brought up like that. Then she had her brothers and sisters with whom she used to play. They used to fight also. They used to play also. They carried on. And she grew up in all that. And under the protective eye of the mother and under the guidance of the father. But when she was asked, are you prepared to marry so and so? The minute she said yes, it is like she pulled herself out of all of that. Like a rose being pulled out of thorns. All how they were so close, knitted everything. But just by her saying yes, now she has pulled herself out of that and she has given herself over to you fully. Now you are my master, you are my husband, you are, I'm in your life now, whatever you tell me. Hazrat says about his own wife, Rahmatullah Aliha, that when your hard conditions came, she said, I'll be with you wherever you are. Difficult one, I will stay as you stay. Well, if you have food, I'll eat what you give me. Whatever type of food, whatever little food, but I'll stay like that. That is what really a wife does when she gets married. So when somebody has come in your amanat like this, look after this amanat. Now don't abuse this amanat. When she left her family, she left her brothers, sisters, her place where she grew up, everyone is nostalgic about the place where they were born and where their childhood had passed. They go over and over to look at the place later in life also, that this is the place I was born and grew up, all that. Now she sacrificed all that. And another great lesson, which Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali draws from here, that when a woman can do this, then you are the man, you are stronger. Why don't you pull yourself out of all the temptations of dunya and all the love of dunya and give yourself over to Allah? Like that woman in the proper marriage who gave herself over to her husband like that, how the husband then looks after her, that she has sacrificed everything and given herself to me. So if you take yourself, and how much can the husband appreciate after all? You take yourself out of all your dunya states, your temptations, and you give yourself over to Allah, how won't Allah appreciate and look after you? So that is also a great lesson that we have to learn. So one is this, that if you get ki wo unke haath mein qaid hai, aur ye baat jawan mardi ke khilaf hai ki jo har tarah apne bas mein ho usko takleef pahuncha rahe. This is totally against the manhood, the manliness, that a person is a man, or whatever, you got some salt in you, whoever is in your trust, you abuse that person. This is a person of a very, this is the way of a very mean person. That somebody is in your trust, and you abuse that person.
A gentleman, a good person is he. That you came in my trust,
you will see my good treatment towards you.
And I will treat you well. So that was one reason. Dusre, deen ki wajah se,
because of our religious relationship.
Kyunki tu musalman ho, wo bhi musalman hai.
She is your Muslim sister also.
So even in that aspect,
she is not your blood sister, but she is your Muslim sister.
So your sister, how won't you look after your sister?
And the religious relationship are more stronger than blood relationship. As far as deen is concerned,
like with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
there are very few of us amongst us who may be Sayyid. So we don't have a blood relationship with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's position is more closer than us ourselves also to us. More than our parents, more than anyone, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most closest. The mothers of the faithful, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they should be more respected and more dearer to us than our own mothers also. So religious connections are more stronger than blood relation. So she's your religious sister. On the basis of Iman in Islam, respect them. If you can't respect her Iman and her Islam. She's a Muslim.
Woh bhi musalman hai. Jaise tum deen ke kaam karte ho, woh bhi karti hai. As you make namaz, keep roza, make tilawat, she also does all that. Aur ye kisi ko nahi malum ke deen ke aitbaar se Allah Ta'ala ke nazdeek kaun zyada maqbool hai. And just nobody knows that as far as our daily life is concerned, the Allah who is more accepted. Man, Allah for outwardly and for dunya's system, Allah has given man priority over woman. Allah has made him the Ameer. But as far as deen is concerned, that does not play a part there. There we don't know. She may be much more higher than the husband in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. Now, our Ustad, Maulana Ibrahim Mia Sahab, Rahmat Barakatuh, used to say that our women folk normally, they are all waliyas. They stay in the house, and the Islam's nisab, syllabus for women to become a wali is very little. That she makes a five times namaz, she looks after her chastity, she looks after the interest of her husband, a few things. And she's a wali of Allah Ta'ala. So most of our women, this is their life, they stay at home, look after the house, look after the family. So, and our syllabus is very big. And whether we can manage that whole syllabus and how much we manage it, is we don't know. And we don't know what their position may be by Allah Ta'ala. For easily they become the walis of Allah Ta'ala, waliyas. ये कोई बात जरूरी नहीं कि औरत मर्द से हमेशा इकट्ठी हुई है. There is not at all a rule that woman is lower than man in all conditions. Indeed, she can surpass man, and many women have surpassed. How many men? Allah has the qualities they have, they have surpassed many men. मुमकिन है कि अल्लाह ताला के नजदीक मर्द के बराबर बल्कि उससे ज्यादा. It's very possible that they are equal to men, though men go for Jummah, men go for Jamaat Namaz, men go for Jihad, etc., which is not allowed for the woman, they must stay at home. But in spite of that, many women are equal to men or even superior to men. Mumkin, bas aurat, auraton ko haqeer wa zaleel na samajhna chahiye. We shouldn't look down upon woman just because she's a woman. And I'm a man, and I can do as I want to, I'm the boss, and I can treat her as I want to, that is totally against Islam. Allah Ta'ala, bekas aur majboor aur shikista dil ka thora sa bhi amal qabool farma lete. This is again another thing. Those people who are bekas, majboor, shikista dil, who are helpless, who are poor, who are downtrodden, like people who are, like we know, for example, a person who is handicapped. Many things are, he's absorbed of many things. A person who is a mad person, Allah Ta'ala will give him Jannat without any real amal, hardly anything. So all the women who are kept lower than men, so these people, by Allah, they've got great position. And it is Allah's system
that small things of theirs Allah accepts and give them high position. And there is a common rule and a common practice. You've got a few children, one child is retarded. Your most attention is to the retarded child. You are going to visit somewhere, for example, the other children, you tell them, get ready, do your work, etc. But you give time for the retarded child. So those who are sort of backwards, Allah's attention is also more to them. And if we think that women are of a bit lower position, Allah's attention is also more to them. So we should treat them accordingly. Aur uske darje badha dete hai. And Allah Ta'ala raises their position. And many people, their rosy open when they treated their wives properly. When a woman comes into your house, into your life, don't think you are providing, outwardly you have to provide. But in reality, she comes with her rosy. And if you treat her well, then Allah opens your doors of rosy even more. And then you will enjoy that, you can give her also enough to enjoy and live comfortably. So it's very, very important that we should treat our wives correctly in the right way. And unfortunately, there is a very great weakness. In other things we excel. And Hazrat Rahmatullah has explained also, this is a unanimous masala, ruling of all the Sufis, that any person who treats his wife well, and she's happy how my husband treats me, even if he's got other religious weaknesses, but there is no doubt that he's a wali of Allah Ta'ala. Just because of treating the wife well. So this is a thing with many of us, we are negligent, and unfortunately, perhaps all of us, we don't think of this even as part of deen. That our relationship and how to treat the wife, we don't think of it as part of deen. Whereas this is a very important part of deen also. So we should learn to make sabr, learn to overlook. There will be weaknesses in them, there is no doubt. But we should learn to overlook, and always the better person is the one who can accommodate, who can overlook. But the person who fights all the time, who takes out faults all the time, that person is despicable. Nobody likes that person. And a person who makes sabr, who overlooks, even at the time of an argument, you might win the argument, or you might lose the argument also, but you made sabr, you tolerated. After when things settle down, all praises will come to you. That you how you handle the situation, how you were cool and calm. But if you also act like a donkey at that time, also shouting and screaming and swearing at that time, it just puts you in a worse position all the time. And your record becomes worse and worse all the time. So there is also a very important aspect, and Allah reward our share, that Hazrat has worked very hard in his life so that women, their status could be recognized. Hazrat has written kitabs, how many bayans of Hazrat on that also. And Hazrat in fact used to say, perhaps Allah will forgive me on Qiyamah Day just because I fought the case of the women. The weaker sex, I fought their case, and maybe Allah will show His mercy for me on it. You know what is Hazrat's position, mashallah, in every aspect. But there is also one very important aspect, and this is also a clear sign of a Shaykh Kamil, who doesn't only make that you make tahajjud and all that, or look after your eyes and that, but even this aspect, Hazrat has seen to it, and seen to it very thoroughly also. Here we read about Hazrat Umayr, who was a small boy, and his little bird had had died. And then Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pacified him, made a joke, but he made him happy. Certain points that you see, the ulama of Islam, that from and this is what is a true follower, that he takes out and he learns lessons from everything. So from this incident, that little bird died, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that Ya Aba Umayr, ma fa'alan nughay, that what happened to your little bird, how Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rhymed it also, made him happy. So from that ulama have taken up lot of masalas also. And a person, the more his capacity is he benefits also accordingly more. For example, with your share, with our parents. Some we lived our lives with our parents, but we didn't learn any lessons from them. We studied under our ustads whole life. Some people stayed with their share whole life, but they didn't learn any lessons. But other people, all the time they are taking lessons, and they are learning lessons. Like our friend Rashid Kaji, he has just written a kitab, the suffers that he made with me, what he shared, and what points he has taken out from there. So that is the person who has got that capacity. He learns all the time, and he takes out great lessons all the time. So this was it's very small, like an insignificant incident, that the bird died, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam testified with science. So he had ulama hai britain, chote bachcho ki kuniyat rakhne ka jawaz. They took out a masala that for small children to keep a nickname for them. That is also for masala. And they feel happy with things like that. From there we learn, like we keep a child's name, Babu for example, a nickname. We keep a child's name Baba. And that some people grow up whole life with that nickname. And old people, but he's still a Baba. Perhaps when he was a Baba, Afrikaans Baba when he was a baby. And he became an Urdu or African language Baba when he became an old man. But that same, that name lives whole life with him, Baba. And some people, like for example, Bibi is just for love and to show a love to a child. One lady, she passed away, and like the high stages, very pious lady, her child's name she kept Bibi Aisha. You keep Aisha, but you call her Bibi, or you call her Bibi, or Choti, or Chota, Ghora, all this nickname. So we learn this is permissible. This is how the ulama, how they have extracted Masai. Abu Umair ka asal naam Kapsha tha. This letter, Abu Umair's original name was Kapsha. Is kuniyat se aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke kitab farmane se chote bachcho ki kuniyat ka jawaz sabit hua. That the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him Umair. And from there we learn, or like Hazrat Abu Huraira, just because he had a little kitten in his sleeve, also a pet, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, you are Abu Huraira. His real name, it was Abdul Rahman. But nobody in the world really, even great ulama, don't know his name, Abdul Rahman. He's so famous to Abu Huraira that your beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave that name, that is the name finished. And he carries on in the world. Such a great muhaddith, but he's only known by his kuniyat of Abu Huraira. حالانکہ وہ عمیر کے ابدا نہ تھے بچے تھے. He was not the father of عمیر, Abu عمیر, but he was a child. But a small child, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Abu عمیر. لیکن صاحب مرقات لکھتے ہیں یہ تفاول ہے کر نہیں. And now another question again which I see the depth of the knowledge of the ulama, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him Abu عمیر, father of عمیر. Now somebody can interpret that as a lie. He's not the father of Umayr. How can you call him the father of Umayr? So Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi said that this was not on reality, but on taking a good omen of it, taking a good luck, a good thing out of it in that way. So from here also we understand that especially ulama and muftis don't go only by the outward word what a person says. Like, who was that who said that I am? An al Haq. Mansur, that An al Haq, he said. So, if you look at just the outward words, it is kufr, that he is Allah. But understand what is that. One Buzur, he was sitting in the jungle, somebody passed him, and he was saying that, you are my Lord, you are my.
You are not my
Rabb. And I am not your ghulam. So the outward words is kufr also. But if you find out, he was telling his nafs then, that you are not my Lord. I don't have to follow you, the desires of my nafs. And I am not your slave, my nafs. I am not your slave. So it's very important. Don't only look at the outward and give big fatwas, etc. Find out what it is. And the work of generally of every person, and a mufti's work is to try and take out the good meaning of everything. Not look for the negative, but look for the positive in everything. لیکن لا يدخل ذلك في بعض الكل لأنه قصد به التفاعل وفيه جواز تكن الصغار. That this is the, from the outwardly you can say أعوذ بالله. Now you even have اعتراض on Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. You'll have objection on Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. But see, they see what they understand the thing, and that is how much understanding you have. أباحة تصغير الأسماء. Yeah, also that the diminutive, like for example, in English also perhaps, but like in Afrikaans, Baba, Baba ki, a small baby, Sien ki, a small little boy. So this diminutive, in Arabic also it's quite common and it is permissible also. Namo ki tazveer ka jawaz maalum hua, Omei aur Nuhay, dono mein tazveer hai. In both the saints and Allah's Rasul was the criteria of Sharia. Now, Billah, nobody has the right to try and the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is Shari. He is the one who made Sharia. So what he has said and did, that is 100% correct. So to use the diminutive, the small term of a name is also quite in order. استحباب استمامة قلوب الصغار. And yeah, in this next point which the ulama have taken out, that to make love to small children, to make a joke with them, like one time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to one family and there was a small child, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took water from the bucket and from his mouth he spit it onto the child. Like for example, you wash your hands, you just sprinkle it on the child. All this type of things, you make love to the children, you show kindness to them, this is also a great part of deen. Chote bachcho ki quloob ko behlana aur manoos karna mustahab hai. To make little jokes with small children, and to make children are usually frightened, especially if some maulana is coming, and they don't know, and they are frightened for maulana. Now for maulana to make a joke with them, to play with them, to tell them something which makes them happy, this is mustahab also. It's also a great part of deen. Usse unki wahshat khatam ho jati hai. By then the children, that fear they have, that fear goes away, and it's very important. Because when a person is with that fear, then he stays away, and he doesn't benefit. And the fear goes out, then the person comes closer. Aur unki tabiyat aur islah mein madad milti hai. And when you show this love and kindness, affection, and you become like personal, then it helps tremendously to make the tarbiyat of that person and to teach that person. That person's heart is open. Now things just flow into his heart. As long as he has got fear, he's apprehensive, or you insult, shout, etc., the people keep away. People don't benefit. Wo akabir ke akhlaq ko jald jazb kar lete hain. Now we take the teachings of the akabir very easily. And without lectures and without bayan, how many people, what's your name again? Shafaat, his son. He was a small boy. In school, they had to write something. So he wrote, who's his hero in life? The love that he had for his chef, he wrote, he's my hero. What does it mean? I'm doing everything what my hero does. So when that love is created in the child just wants to move in that way. And you don't have to give long bayans and that also. This is what Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali also said, that whenever a person becomes murid to me, my first worry is not his Islam, that how my love can come in his heart. If I have done that, more than half the battle is over. Without telling him, he will follow suit and he will do everything. And if there isn't love, you can give the most greatest bayan also, it doesn't have any effect. And that you see, a person who is a murid, a true murid, he hears a bayan, and another person who is like an outsider, it has no effect on that person. But the murid, every word, everything, how much he benefits and how much, so that is very, very important. So with children to do this, it has a great effect and it helps tremendously. And especially in our times, when the West, with all the computer games, TV, all the sports and all that, how much they are pulling them on their side. And we want to be like hard with the children, etc. We are pushing them away further. We must show them more love and win them over in the right way. Otherwise, the jal and all these things, they are weaning our children. They are taking our children away from us. We have to be more, have love and win them over. Akhtar Aras karta hai, Hazrat says, ke mashayikh, ke isme, mashayikh ke liye bhi taaleem hai. There is an injustice about that little incident. How small it appeared outwardly. But Hazrat says there is great lessons for mashayikh also. For people who have got murid. Ke wo apne taalibin ke quloob ko is tarah manoos kare. Or that they should also wean over the hearts of their murids. That show kindness to them, be good to them and wean their hearts. Or usme asatiza kiram ke liye bhi sabak the. Ke bachon ko pitaye aur sakhti se mutawajjih na kare. That in teaching the children, they shouldn't be hard on the children. And they shouldn't hit the children, which was very common, etc. Gaga kush tabi se manus kare. You now and then make a joke also. Make them happy also. You wean them over very, very greatly by that. Shani rahmat ko ghalib rakhe. And in this, the mercy of Allah must be more. When teaching ar-Rahman, allam al-Qur'an, Hazrat taught us that when you teach also, the quality of mercy must be more than the quality of giving, hiding, shouting, being very strict, etc. That doesn't work. And especially now we see it clearly. But with love, you win over a person. And you can get much more out. And even with your wife, the more you will show love, the more you will win her over. The more you will respect. And we should also remember one case that is carrying on at the moment. The one which Allah said it doesn't reach to divorce, but the wife, young married girl, she says that I try to come closer to you and you push me further. That is, when I explain to the husband, if you give somebody 100 roses, but you put a little bit of stool also, how will you feel about it? So you might be very good with your wife, but you say one time one thing and you break her heart. And also remember that person won't remember the 100 praises you give. They will only remember that one bad word you took. You won't remember that one bad word. You'll remember the 100 praises I give. And this is a thing what a person, if you can understand that the opposite person takes out always the bad from you. And you look at the good of that person, you don't see the good in that, you see the bad. That is unfortunate how a person who is the opposite, that person goes very far. So we must be very careful what we speak, how we say. One time we said something and the wife will remember it for life. That you told me that. All the other good things you did, you showered her, you gave her presents, you were good to her, she won't remember all that. But that wrong things you told by that time, that she's going to remember. And she'll hold that against you. So therefore you have to be very, very careful and vigilant. Who wanted to become there? Briefly, that is sunnah, not funds. What is for us is our recognition, spiritual recognition, that we correct our lives. And for that, once we become that, a few things we have to do. One is to try and maintain Islamic dressing from head to toe wherever we are, whether we go for a holiday, whether we are at home, work, as far as possible. If we cannot at work, they don't allow us, then try and immediately come back into our Islamic dressing when we have control. Other to read Quran Sharif. At least 3-4 pages a day so that we can make one khatam in the year and one khatam in the year. Then 100 times, La ilaha illallah. The first time, in more or less every 10 times, Muhammadur Rasulullah, the whole kalima, with Durood Sharif, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with this in mind, that with La ilaha, I'm taking out all the wrong from my heart. And vacuuming my heart, taking out all the dirt. And with illallah, I'm putting all the right in my heart. So a person who vacuums his heart 100 times, how won't his heart become clean? And all our diseases we have, how won't we grow? And 100 times Allah. And the first time, after the first time, to say any words of Allah's greatness, like Jalla Jalaluhu, that is wajib. Then with this in mind that, oh Allah, I love you, I need you. Oh Allah, come in my heart. You also give me your love. Oh Allah, I want you to be mine. Then how won't Allah become yours? Every day we make a zikr. And then the other thing, keep contact. Come to the majalis regularly and even just phone or just meet sometime, say how things are going, etc. Occasionally, you give that report also. And then, inshallah, a person will progress tremendously. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخاله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Repeat, O Allah, I need tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'ah, innovation, from all sorts, major and minor, particularly the sense of the love of dunya, being unmindful of akhirah. And from the sin of following my wants and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise with the best of my ability to perform five times the mass with the jama'ah in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be all is conscious of my Islam and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila the chain of the Chishtiyya, and the silsila of the Naqshbandiyya, and the silsila of the Qadariyya, and the silsila of the Zuhrawardiyya. O Allah, by your barakah, all the bosoms of all forces of Allah, accept my tawbah and then, O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic iman life. Just before morning, grant me tawbah and tawbah. Grant my mouth, iman kamil, kalima shahada, afiyah, izza, rahat, and salam. Gather me tomorrow, on the day of Qiyamah, and forever thereafter, in Jannah, and all the righteous, all the righteous.